This new trial getting underway today, treating chronic pain. Technology called Axon, New Zealand-based company Exergo. It's designed like a helmet, which allows patients to be able to see their own brainwaves. The Exergo chief executive, Richard Little, is with us on this one. Richard, morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
So you see the brainwaves on an iPad or iPad type device, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And you do exercises, and that does what? Fixes your problem or alleviates your problem or what?
It could be either or. So it is, think of it like positive reinforcement, like Pavlov's dogs. So when you see your brainwaves on the iPad, they're represented as a game input, so it might be a balloon or a bar graph. And when the brainwaves move in the right direction, away from pain, then you're positively rewarded on the screen. And if you do that often enough, those changes in the brain will become permanent.
Do you know this works?
Yeah, we know it works, of course. You know, you'd be forced to go into a large trial like this not having a really good idea that this was going to work. So we've been doing this for many years now. It's actually FDA registered, and you can purchase one in America. So this is something we know works really well, but this is the largest trial of its kind ever that's been done. So we're really keen to prove the science.
So when you say it's been FDA approved and it's available in America, where are you at in terms of rolling it out commercially and getting acceptance and ticking boxes and all of that?
Yeah, roughly speaking, I sort of say science issue, move into commercialization next year. It's a pilot site that we have in the US, and we've got to build up our production capacity here in New Zealand and build up the team so that we can manage the huge rollout that will be required for production.
Does anyone else do it or anything similar?
It's been around for a long time, the concept. EEG itself, the brainwaves, has been around since 1924, so that's not new. The science around changing those brainwaves has been known for about 50 years, but the equipment's never really been accessible to people. So we've built a cheaper, lighter, faster version.
So, in really simple terms, you're building a domestic version of what you might have been able to do in a lab.
Absolutely. So it's still a clinical version. It's still a medical device and regulated as such, but we've just managed to make it smaller, faster, and cheaper. A very simple level. Of course, it's harder than that.
Yeah, exactly. Is it a one-stop shop? If you have chronic pain, this will help.
Yeah, we don't know that yet. We know it works across many different types. We haven't been discriminating by type. So we've done initial trials in the UK. There was 16 people that passed out through that trial. There's many more started. And we know they work across arthritis, fibromyalgia, migraine, things like that. So we haven't quite determined what the ages of that yet.
Where do the drugs fit into this, if at all, or are they gone?
Some people, they're gone. I mean, you know, the drugs are fantastic. You know, you really want some of these drugs around if you've got pain issues. But they have their side effects, which are very negative, and they have the addiction problems and all the rest that goes with it. So it's really another tool in a doctor's tool. So it is a prescription device. And so the doctor will decide which combination of technologies or drugs are best for their patients. But in many cases, we've seen complete cessation of pain. And so No drugs.
That's incredible. Are you having problems getting offshore and getting back? Are you having problems dealing with the world from New Zealand with us?
I was sort of laughing. You had that section on there before and not laughing. Yes, it is an absolute killer for our business. I used to spend 50% of my time overseas. You know, we're funded from overseas and, you know, I'm trying to keep the business here. We think we'll grow to 1,000 people in the next couple of years and have them in New Zealand. So I need to be able to go offshore to negotiate these contracts and to bring the investment dollars back up.
What would you like to do if you could magic wand MIQ? What's your answer?
Oh, well, I think, you know, I don't know if I have an answer to it all, but the points-based system does make sense. I agree that that is not rocket science. We should be, you know, when I look and see, you know, cricketers and sports people traveling, but business people who are employing many, many folk, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So, you know, there must be a way of prioritizing this, especially in what we do now. And you could force spaces. There's a lot of builders just now who I'm sure would love the work.
That's right. Exactly right. All right, Richard.
So we'd love to be converted, you know.
Good on you, mate. Well, go well with it. Congratulations on the idea and the trial. I hope it goes well. Richard Little, Exergo Chief Executive. Incredible, isn't it? The number of people, one, doing brilliant things, two, stuck because we can't get out of our own way.